Mayor Bill Collins joins us today on The Second Cup.
Hello, this is Mayor Bill Collins coming to you from City Hall here in our beautiful downtown Marion. This nice, beautiful summer day. Wanted to update everybody on what has been going on in the city and what will be going on in the city over the next month or so. The word that we're trying to get out right now to everybody in the city of Marion and the county of Marion, our whole community, is that we have planned for the Marion Strongest Town Celebration. So this will be a celebration that will take place because of the honor of us receiving that Strongest Town Award back in April. And this event will take place on Saturday, August 23rd, 2025, from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. at Lincoln Park. Now, this is a totally free event. There will be free barbecue and food for everybody, live music, bounce houses, free admission to the aquatic center if you want to swim and hang out at the pool, food trucks, and lots more. So we're going to have all kinds of people there that day with a bunch of swag to give away from the company that they may have helped sponsor this event. It's going to be a huge event, and we're still in the final stages of planning and setting the slate card for the all the live music, and hopefully we will have that very soon. We know that we have limited parking up at Lincoln Park. You know, once that's full, it will be full. But we have reached an agreement with the Marion County Fairgrounds, and we will have unlimited parking over there. And we will be busing people back and forth using our Marion Area Transit buses, Love Your City. And that'll be on a continuous basis. So we'll run you back and forth between the parking lot and the park. And we're still looking for sponsorship for this event. If anybody would like to help sponsor this event, you can email strongtowncelebration@gmail.com. Again, that's strongtowncelebration@gmail.com. And we are excited and can't wait for this event to take off and just looking for a really great time. This weekend, we are hosting a free tire drop-off, just like we did last year. This drop-off will take place on Saturday, July 19th, 2025, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. here at Lincoln Park. And just for a good measure, a bit of information, that we took in over 3,000 tires last year in one day, and we're hoping to break that record this year. Just a reminder that the City of Marion curbside yard waste is in session. There's a limit of 3 bags or bundles that you can put out at your residence per week. And this is usually on the day following your trash day. But if you're not able to do that, items can be dropped off anytime at 560 Barks Road West at Outdoor Resource Supply with proof of city residency. Our high grass and weed program is in full swing this summer. We receive calls on a daily basis about complaints. If you have a complaint about tall grass or weeds in your neighborhood, we ask that you call in or email with that address to aoconnor@marionohio.org or call 740-387-4705 to lodge that complaint, and then we will take care of that. Our Love Our Neighborhood program dates for July are July 23rd and 24th, and will be in the westernmost neighborhoods of our city along Bell Fountain Avenue and Delaware Avenue. You can look at our Facebook page for the posting of that map and where that event will take place. And we'll give everybody some totals next week after we get that event done. Get a lot of work done during that two-day event with a lot of volunteers, a lot of city workers, and people that genuinely care about their neighborhood and want to see it look the best that it can. This will be the third and final Mayor's Senior Walkabout. That will take place on August 6th. And this particular walkabout will have a private tour of the Marion County Courthouse. I believe Commissioner Kevin Davidson is going to take Bob Goyer and all those guests through the courthouse so they can see some of the renovations that are taking place and reestablishing the courthouse to look like what it did way back in the day in history. All of these tours begin at the historic Huber Home located at 416 East Church Street at 10 a.m. It is hosted and led by Bob Goyer from Kingston. Our Aquatic Center memberships are still available. This has been a very busy summer at our Aquatic Center. Those can be purchased either at the Aquatic Center or on the third floor of City Hall, or at the Parks and Recreation Office located at 1530 Polane Road. The Aquatic Center is open Sunday through Thursday, weather permitting, from 11 to 6, and Friday and Saturday from 11 to 7. The Aquatic Center is open to the water walkers, a group that goes in there and does some workout training in the morning, Monday through Friday from 8 to 10:30 a.m. And again, remember that this is going to be part of our Strong Town celebration on Saturday, August 23rd. So from 2 to 8 p.m. on that date, admission to the Aquatic Center will be free. The Rec Center at the rear of City Hall, the Rec Center that is run by the YMCA, is open for grades 6 through 12. Membership is about $16 per month. However, scholarships are available for those people that might not be able to afford that. We don't turn anybody away. Hours over there are from 1 to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Programs and services include esports, recreational competitive gaming, mental health and well-being support programs, Spike Lego education robotics, 3D printing, career readiness art programs, mentoring, tutoring, and on and on and on. The YMCA and the Marion City Schools continue to have that partnership for the summer lunch program. One of those locations is at the Rec, and that takes place on weekdays from June through August 1st from 11 to 11:45 a.m. And that is open to all kids ages 1 through 18, and kids in grades 6 through 12 are welcome to stay after the lunch program to take part in activities at the Rec Center to see what all the excitement is about. Also, a reminder that City Hall utility bills can be paid at any Kroger location, and it's yet another convenient way for you to pay your city bill without having to come to City Hall. We have a couple of current job openings that are posted right now on our City of Marion website. They are both located in the auditor's office here at City Hall. One is for an administrative clerk, and the other is for an internal auditor. So again, those positions can be located, and you can actually apply online at the City of Marion website. And just a reminder, as always, as we close out, that City Council meetings and committee meetings take place every Monday evening at 6:30, and all of those are carried live on our Facebook site and can be viewed anytime, anywhere, if you choose to do so. So this is Mayor Bill Collins wishing everybody a happy month. And we'll talk to everybody next month in the month of August.
Kirk Detweiler drops by today from the Palace Theater.
A very good morning and a happy July to everybody. This is Kirk Detweiler, the Executive Director of the Marion Palace Theater, bringing you the latest on upcoming shows and events at the Palace Theater and the May Pavilion. You have two more chances to see our season opening production of the musical Annie, which will play tonight at 7:30 with a Sunday afternoon matinee tomorrow at 2 p.m. Come along and see this award-winning musical based on the Little Orphan Annie comic strip. That's Annie, directed by Claire Cook, tonight at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 p.m. Highlights for the fall and summer include a dinner theater in August, the hilarious and interactive Tony and Tina's Wedding, where the audience becomes part of the action. September, we're featuring the world-renowned Texas Tenors. October brings us the junior musical Beetlejuice Jr. And in November, country star Neil McCoy. And of course, December wouldn't be complete without Christmas at the Palace in December. Tickets are now on sale for all of our shows. Also coming this fall, we're starting a community choir helmed by Ryan Ratliff. Check our website and Facebook page for details. What can you do to help preserve the historic Marian Palace Theater? Consider becoming a member. Membership at the Palace is a great way to ensure that this beloved landmark continues to entertain future generations. For details, visit our website or stop by the box office. Memberships for the 25-26 season are now available and start at only $25. We have just announced our entire 25-26 theatrical season. If you are a business owner or simply looking for another way to contribute, consider sponsoring a show or a series of shows at the Palace. It's another wonderful way to support the theater and great advertising for your business. For more information on upcoming events or to purchase tickets, give us a call at 740-383-2101. Visit our website, marianpalace.org, or stop by the box office. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 to 5. On behalf of all of us here at West Center Street, we do thank you for your support, and we hope to see you soon at the Marian Palace Theater.
Tom Kennedy has your Second Cup weather forecast in just a minute.
It's the Mid-Ohio Antique Farm Machinery Show in Richwood, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, July 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Richwood Independent Fairgrounds. This year featuring Aulis Chalmers tractors and equipment. Exhibitors are welcome. No admission fee this year. Crafts, flea markets, daily demonstrations, a Saturday pancake breakfast and bake sale, exhibits, activities, tractor pull, Friday evening car show, garden tractor pull, entertainment, and lots, lots more. Follow them on Facebook. More information, call President Tom Myers at 740-225-2301. The Mid-Ohio Antique Farm Machinery Show, July 25th through 27th at the Richwood Independent Fairgrounds.
Yeah, I got friends with tractors.
I'm Reverend Jennifer Bass.
I'm Pastor Chuck Osborne.
I'm Father Ed Shekina. We have a program on WZMO called Sacred Conversations. We chat about our shared Christian faith and what we have in common. We hope you'll join us Wednesdays at 3:05 p.m. and Sundays at 10 a.m. Sacred Conversations on WZMO.
In your Second Cup forecast, mostly sunny skies today, an afternoon high of 87. Now, very fortunately, the likelihood of rain waits until this evening and into the first part of the overnight. Temperatures overnight drop back to 72. For Sunday, a 50% chance of scattered showers through the day, mostly cloudy and 84. Monday calls for mostly sunny and 82. That's your Second Cup forecast on WZMO.
Fred Malone joins us from the Marion County Historical Society.
This is Fred Malone with the Marion County Historical Society. As historians, we often speak about the first presidents of the United States and overlook the women behind the men. Today, I want to talk about one of our more famous first ladies, and one of our more respected first ladies, Eleanor Roosevelt. She was a new kind of first lady. Married to her fifth cousin, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Eleanor Roosevelt worked hard to improve living and working conditions for women, working people, the poor. She pushed for civil rights and represented her husband in her travels around the country and the world. Anna Eleanor Roosevelt had a very unhappy childhood. Her mother and father died before she was 10. She lived with her grandmother until age 15 when she was sent to school in England. When she returned to New York, she volunteered to teach at a shelter where she saw the terrible living and working conditions that many poor people faced. She also visited their overcrowded apartment buildings. Several years after she married Franklin Roosevelt, he contracted polio. She encouraged him to continue his political career, and he became governor of New York and then president. Because he couldn't walk, she became his eyes and ears, traveling to inspect hospitals and prison, visit wounded soldiers, make speeches, even though she was very shy, and show workers and poor people that the president understood their problems. She also pressured her husband to help improve the lives of women, African Americans, and poor people. She wrote a column called My Day about her life as First Lady, as well as magazine articles and books. Eleanor Roosevelt held weekly press conferences, allowing only female reporters, who usually weren't allowed in press conferences, to attend. And she was the first lady to address a national political convention. President Truman made Eleanor Roosevelt a U.S. delegate to the United Nations after her husband died. President Kennedy asked her to serve on a committee about women. When she died, Truman called her the First Lady of the World. She is still an inspiration to civil rights and women's leaders today. Eleanor Roosevelt resigned from a group that wouldn't let Marian Anderson, an African-American singer, give a concert in Washington, D.C. She helped plan a free concert for the singer at the Lincoln Memorial, which was attended by more than 75,000 people. Eleanor Roosevelt served longer than any other First Lady. She was First Lady for 12 years, 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day. We'll never forget Eleanor Roosevelt. Good news! Heritage Hall, our museum, is now open for the season. Our regular hours are Wednesday through Sunday from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Plan your visit now to see the new exhibit celebrating the 175th anniversary of the Marion County Fair. Admission to the museum is $8 for adults, $7 for seniors, children age K through 12, $4, and under 5 is free. And of course, if you are a member of the Historical Society, membership entitles you to free tours of the museum anytime you like. Lynn School is also open for the season with an admission price of $2. Check our website, marionhistory.com, for the available weekends. We have some great upcoming events that we'd like to celebrate with you. Our second annual Lucky Duck Race will be held on August the 12th at 5 p.m. at the Lincoln Park Aquatic Center. You can't win the race, of course, if you don't have a duck in the show. Ducks are $1, $10 for one duck, $25 for three ducks, and $50 for 10 ducks. Now that's coming up, August the 12th, so get those ducks early. You can do that by stopping at the museum Tuesday through Friday, ringing the bell on State Street, and the girls will be happy to sell you those ducks. Our 11th annual commemorative gun or cash raffle is also being held right now. You can win a one-of-a-kind Henry rifle or $500 in cash, whichever you prefer. Tickets are $10 apiece, and only 400 tickets will be sold. The drawing will be held at Norton Sporting Goods when the 400 ticket sells, or on Tuesday, November the 4th, 2025. Speaking of First Ladies, you can meet Eleanor Roosevelt and other First Ladies at the 15th Annual Dinner with the Presidents. This year's dinner will be held Saturday, November the 1st, 2025, at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility in Waldo. It'll run from 4:30 to 7:30, and there are tickets available now, but hurry, because they do sell out quickly. The Marion County Historical Society is the keeper of all things history for the county. We do need volunteers. You could do a multitude of things, including leading tours, helping with exhibits, doing research, cleaning the museum, and several other opportunities are available. Our staff is in the office Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5, and you can call 740-387-4255 for more information. Again, remember, we want to have you as a member. So think about becoming a member of the Marion County Historical Society. Check our website again at marionhistory.com for more information about becoming a member. Thank you.
Here's Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library.
Hello again, Diane Watson from the Marion Public Library. Have you seen the sitting pretty display in the library? Five chairs, a bench, six stools, that have been repurposed into beautiful pieces of art. The chairs and stools are up for bid in the speaking, or I'm sorry, the chairs and stools are up for bid in the Sitting Pretty fundraiser put on by our Bookmarks Friends of the Marion Public Library group. Stop by and see these items. Pick the one you want. Scan the QR code and then place your bid. Check back often as your bid may be outbid. They are beautiful. I am telling you that you will want to see them and you'll want to get your bid in too. Check out the display or go to marionohbookmarks.org to find all of the chairs and stools that you can bid on. All of the money raised goes to support the program services and facilities of the Marion Public Library through our Friends Group, a great organization. Here we are. We are zeroing in on the final weeks of summer reading. Did you get registered? You still have a little time to get your reading list done to win prizes. It's for youths and adults. No matter the age, reading is essential, and you should make it as part of your daily habit, as well as participate in something fun so that you can win prizes. Get registered and read. And best of all, check out the great programs still to come on the calendar. MarionLibrary.org is the place to go to see what's coming up next. I know there is a bubble show coming. He has two shows in one day, so please just attend one. And then the Train Your Dragon promises to keep the kids engaged as well as the adults. And don't forget the stuff, especially for the adults still to come. Junk journaling or even exploring art and proper disposal, turning trash into treasures. That's where you need to bring an old t-shirt. You see, all of these things make for a fun summer just for you. And please don't forget, we still have another author coming. Our next author is Michael Carita, a.k.a. Scott Carson. We'll be here on August 14th. There's a display of his books just inside the front doors of the library. And there are a number of them. He is a great author. He will be here at the library, like I said, August 14th. So read one of his books and then come hear him speak and get a book signed. We're thrilled about the wonderful authors that we've had visit the library this year. And we're already planning next year's In the Author's Voice series just for you. And by all means, get to the book market inside the Marion Public Library. The book market is a bookstore run by our volunteers of the Bookmarks Friends Group. The books are deeply discounted and in very good condition. There are dozens and dozens of books donated every month here at the library, and they are carefully looked through. And then, of course, some of them land in the market. The rest of the books are boxed up and stored for the annual book sale. So come see what you can find at a great price. So stop by the book market Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 to 4, and Saturday, 10:30 to 1:30. So we have pretty consistent hours on that, and it is, quote unquote, another fundraiser for our Friends Group to help out the Marion Public Library, but you get the good deals. So remember, we are here to help you. Stop by the Marion Public Library. We are open Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 7, Thursday and Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, and at marionlibrary.org 24/7. You can reserve your books and stop in the front desk and pick them up when they're ready. And that's a great service. So we will see you at the library.
Marion in a Moment with Grant Powell.
This is Grant Powell with Marion in a moment. On the cover of the Marion Centennial edition of the Marion Daily Star was a print by Rowland M. Smith depicting the first 100 years of Marion's existence. On the print was this verse about the pioneers, 1822 to 1922. Came wearily through sun and rain, athwart the then uncharted plain, forsooth a yesteryear, a caravan, and led of God, that settled here on virgin sod, the hardy pioneer. A toil-entangled verdancy that birthed a wondrous potency in the days so far away that lured strong wills to brave and dare the forest rigor and red man's snare to conquer or to pay. Conquer they must to realize their sun-bathed vision in the skies, conceived so long ago that those who followed them might share tradition of a noble dare and more of power know. With glorious memory let us crown the founders of our old hometown in this the 100th year whose visions we have lived before we hope to meet on eternity's shore. The Honored Pioneer. This has been Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment.
Tom Kennedy now with the last word.
Recently, an 11-year-old boy went missing here in Marion. An extensive search by lots of folks took place. By midday, it was learned the boy had been contacted on social media by a man in Indiana. This man drove to Marion and picked up the boy in the middle of the night and went back to Indiana with him. The man has been arrested. The boy is back home safe. This could have gone 100 ways worse. I see no reason an 11-year-old child should be on any social media. I see very little reason any child should be on the internet at all. When one of my boys, at about that same age, asked for a cell phone, I decided we'd give it a try. I presented him with a flip phone and a prepaid 125-minute phone card. Then the brown stuff hit the fan. But I want an iPhone, and what's this 125 minutes? I need unlimited. No, you don't. But what if I run out of minutes? Then you go without until the first of the month. But what if there's an emergency? All phones will call 911 even if they don't have minutes. But what if I need to call you? Then you better save 5 minutes for the end of the month. We'd have this ongoing debate at least once a year from there on out. A side note, I believe he did buy an iPhone with his own earned money when he was 17, but he kept it hidden. I firmly believe that parenting is not a democracy. I'd tell the boys, democracy begins when you turn 18. A parent needs to be a brick wall. And it's just fine for your child to push against it all they want. Now, I'm not saying be a complete ass about it. A need is okay. Sometimes a want is all right as well. But when it's no, it's no. By the way, I did the same thing with curfew. If I said be home by 11 p.m., what I really meant was you better be in the door at 10:45. But what if I have a flat tire? Then you better have a few minutes left on that flip phone. The boys, to this day, show up for work at least 15 minutes early. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.